1. Historical Roots. Who are Reformed Baptists? If you were to ask Reformed Baptists, they would likely say they are a people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as revealed by the Bible. But that does not really describe Reformed Baptists, because Reformed Baptists have specific convictions about the meaning of the Bible and thus the nature of Christ. So the real question is, who is Jesus Christ, and what do Reformed Baptists think the Bible means? In answer to that question, it would be correct to say that Reformed Baptists are people and churches who subscribe to the Second London Confession as a faithful summary of the Bible's doctrines. The Second London Confession is the same theological stream as the First London Confession, and both of these confessions of faith were originally composed to show the overwhelming unity Reformed Baptists share with Reformed Paedobaptists. But identifying Reformed Baptists with their historic confessions of faith, which were published in the latter part of the 1600s, could give a wrong impression. It might appear, from the dates of their confessions, that Reformed Baptist beliefs are only about 400 years old. But in reality, Reformed Baptists trace their theological heritage back to the Church Fathers, down through the Middle Ages, to the Protestant Reformation, and to the post-Reformation period. Reformed Baptists consciously identify with the broad stream of historic Orthodox Christianity, referring to the fact that God's truth is ancient. Jeremiah 6:16 says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls." Isaiah 51:1 teaches that believers should remember their historical roots. "Listen to me, look to the rock from which you were hewn." Thus, Reformed Baptists do not see themselves as an elite sect of Christians, but as standing within a stream of historic Catholic Christianity. Any discussion of Reformed Baptist theology, therefore, must account for Reformed Baptist doctrine as part of the ancient Christian faith, once and for all delivered to the saints, because Reformed Baptists are Catholic. The true Reformed Baptist spirit is also broad and Catholic, recognizing that while they have their distinctive convictions about the meaning of the Bible, Christianity is bigger than any particular expression of it. In a sense, to be Reformed Baptist is not to be anything special, but to be a Christian who stands within the historical theology of the Church Catholic, which is taught by the Bible and received by the best theologians of the Church throughout history. Therefore, to understand who Reformed Baptists are, we need to begin with church history. The history of the church is a history of God's people clarifying and defending their articulation of God's truth over and against heresies that emerged from within the kingdom of darkness and threatened to subvert the kingdom of God. Church history is often messy, because the visible church was so frequently led away from certain points of truth by the seduction of false teaching. However, God faithfully continued to send theologians and ministers of His Word who would defend the gospel and its necessary theological basis. When we examine the history of the church's doctrine in retrospect, we find that the church fathers were often at their clearest and best when orthodoxy was under the most intense attack. Over the centuries, amid heated controversies, the fathers formulated doctrines that have proven to be faithful expressions of the inscripturated Word of God and have nourished God's people. Reformed Baptists especially agree with the church fathers at these points. What follows is a simplified doctrinal history of the church, to show that the cherished doctrines of the Reformed Baptists and their confessions of faith did not emerge in 17th century England, but are rooted in the historical faith, once for all delivered to the saints. The Apologists, the Bible. One of the first controversies that plagued the church involved the doctrine of the biblical canon. The term biblical canon refers to the books that are accepted as biblical. From the very beginning, the church faithfully received the scriptures that the apostles handed down to them.